It's time to look at this event from the most important eyes. Our buddy from Miami, of course, ParamountSports.com online. Follow on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Time to get down to it. We welcome in Lee Sterling. Lee, how's it going?
Great. I'm excited. My daughter's going to be going out to her first tournament. She cheers for the University of Miami.
Nice.
We're excited for her. She's excited. She found out if they win the whole thing, she gets a ring. So she asked me what the chances were, and I said slim to none. So she called me a party pooper.
Nice. More than a few years ago, you and I actually met in Vegas for this event. And, of course, you get that time of year where baseball gives way to the pennant chases and college, then the NFL.
You used to be able to take off this time of year.
Yeah. Now, because Oregon is good again, we do pregame shows and watch parties and all that. So they got me working, but it's kind of awesome. This time of year, for somebody like you, guys looking for action, does this even top like the bowl season and playoffs and NFL and all that?
Yeah, I think it's bigger. The Super Bowl is great, and the playoffs and the bowl season's fun, but for two back-to-back weeks, I don't think there's any comparison. I mean, you've been there. I mean, there was people. I've been there four or five times. You see people that get there 4 hours before the first game. They sit down, and except for going to the bathroom, getting food, placing a wager, or picking up their money from a wager, they don't leave. I've seen guys sit there and sleep overnight for three straight nights.
Yeah, they take criminally insane to a new level.
Taking it to a new level, I don't think there's anything that matches this. And here's why. These small schools in football, it's the Alabamas, the Oregons, the big boys that are always involved in winning a national title or the big bowls. In this type of tournament, it's like that tournament, with Hoosiers. I mean, anything can happen. Here's the problem I have with the selection committee. No one wants to see Syracuse, Michigan, or Vandy unless you're an alumni of those teams get in. I think the public wants to see Monmouth. They want to see St. Bonaventure. They want to see Valpo. If a team like that wins a couple rounds and makes it to the Sweet 16, that story is big as you can talk about it. I mean, you can talk about those stories. You can do a 30-minute show on those stories, them just getting to the Sweet 16. Anything after that's gravy.
Yeah, Michigan, what was it? They lost 11 games by double digits. I mean, but here's my theory. Up until they tip it off tomorrow morning, we get bent out of shape about who got in and who got left out, and then all of a sudden we don't care.
That's true. I just, like I said, I'd like to see more of the Cinderella teams, the mid-majors. Here's the thing that they tell you, and I have a problem with. They say schedule tough non-conference opponents. Well, Monmouth did it. They beat USC, Notre Dame, Georgetown, and UCLA. They don't get in. Then they tell, the big teams that, okay, what matters is what you did on the road and down the stretch. Teams like Syracuse went 3-8 on the road.
Yep.
They lost five of the last six games. What are they doing in? They're not going to win anything. So if Syracuse wins two games, everyone goes, okay, they were a little better than we thought. If Monmouth goes in, I mean, they go from getting 3,000 or 5,000 people apply to school to getting 25,000.
No, plus they were so much fun. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to what I call the gardening portion. Anybody you look at and think maybe overseeded?
Yeah, I'm going to give you one team, and there's some others, but there's one that's grossly overseeded, and that's Texas Tech. I had Texas Tech barely in the tournament. What are they doing as a number 8 seed? Their best wins were against Texas and Baylor. They lost to Kansas State, and they lost to TCU. If you lose to TCU, that should disqualify you instantly from getting in the tournament.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the philosophy. Syracuse lost to St. John's. How could they be in this thing?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some of the regions. I guess we should start at the top. The clear number one overall seed is Kansas. Boy, that bracket. Probably my favorite, just because you got Nova and Arizona in there, and Temple a double seed. What are you thinking about the South?
What about Miami?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Didn't mean
to. Okay.
Don't take that personally.
Well, Miami's going to win every game by 40 points, so let's go to the next
bracket. All right, moving on.
I think there's two real good teams. I think it's Kansas and Villanova. You want a slight underdog that could maybe sneak their way in, it's Maryland. I mean, this is a team, great starting five. I mean, some people thought they were the best team in the country in the preseason, but just hasn't panned out. So they might be able to put it all together. A team that's overseeded, California. I look at coaching is very important. I have Martin graded out as the worst coach. What'll be the final 64 teams? And then he lost his top assistant to a scandal. So Cal is not going to do anything. You want some sleepers here. Wichita State, they could beat Arizona and Miami in the first two games. And my only number 12 seed with no shot, the South Dakota State Jackrabbits, they're going to get run out of the gym against Maryland.
I just love that nickname. Let's go. When we were watching as the number one seeds were revealed, and, you know, from an Oregon point of view, once Virginia popped up, we thought, they're dead. And then they wind up the one in the Midwest and Michigan State a two. Another interesting bracket there. I'm a great believer in don't trust the Iowa schools, Iowa or Iowa State. So in the Midwest, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, it's Michigan State. I mean, they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder. You want another team that might be a sleeper, it's Seton Hall. I mean, they're normally don't look at young teams, but I just think they may just not get caught up in the moment. They're just in such a zone. So Michigan State, maybe Seton Hall, first-round sleeper, Iona. Iona's, like I said, Iowa State, I don't trust them. And here's a game you might want to maybe look to wager once the game starts, some in-game wagering or a halftime, second-half wager, Fresno State. If they get into an up-tempo game with Utah, I think they might be able to win the game outright.
Yeah, let's not forget, Iona, my Gales, beat Monmouth twice.
Right.
North Carolina leads the East. I was joking the other day, when was the last time a team prepared or a analyst broke down North Carolina and didn't use the phrase kill you in transition? They got Xavier, West Virginia, of course, with Huggins, a blue blood in Kentucky, Notre Dame off in Elite Eight, some really notable schools, Stony Brook in there as a 13. It's a great bracket. What are you thinking?
Yeah, the Seawolves, I don't think they're matched up too well against Kentucky. I think it's North Carolina and Kentucky, maybe Xavier. If they rebound and they can play like they played a couple weeks ago. First-round sleeper, Stephen F. Austin. What did they do in conference play? Well, they just went 18-0. They're afraid of no one. I have knocking off West Virginia plus the points.
By the way, just a little tidbit I learned from one of the national guys. Stephen F. Austin, 57-1 in conference the last 3 years.
And I'll give you. I played at Southwest Texas State back in the day. We played in the Lone Star Conference. Visited Stephen F. Austin before the game. One of the coaches said, you might want to put your helmet on when you run out. So I said, why? He goes, well, they happen to throw batteries at the opponent. So I took his advice.
Texas. Leave it to Texas. Yeah. In the West, obviously, people here over the moon. A, Oregon 1. Oregon State in for the first time since Gary Payton Sr. played for them. The Dukies, Buddy Hield in Oklahoma. A great 8-9 with St. Joe's at Cincinnati. You got the Ivy League in there, Northern Iowa, Green Bay. My daughter-in-law is an alum of the Phoenix, so a lot of fun there. What are you thinking about the West?
I think it's the weakest region. I think in a normal year, Oregon's not number one. I think Oklahoma's not a two. Baylor's not a five, and Texas isn't a six. Two sleepers here, Texas A&M and Duke. I think Oregon will get matched up against one of those teams, you know, that's where it's going to lay out. Sleepers here, first round Yale. They're playing practically a home game in Oregon State. So it's one of the strangest brackets I've ever seen put together. Anyone could end up making out of this bracket. And like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's what it's all about. You want to get involved with Paramount Sports. We've had 20 out of 23 winning March Madnesses. On the website, ParamountSports.com, it's $447 for the tournament. If you call my office today, we'll give you $200 off. Just $247 will get you the entire tournament. And if I don't win in the tournament, will extend your package through the NBA Finals in mid-June. So $247 guarantees you to be a winner. ParamountSports.com. But you need to call the office to get that special. $247, 800-400-9741.
And, of course, online, ParamountSports.com. Lee, strap yourself in. It doesn't get better than this.
Okay. You too. Take care, Steve.
Take it easy, Lee.